compound and is made up of what? Forgetfulness and of slip-ups. That is what insan is. There was a person by the name of Qatada. It's written in a kitab somewhere. He had this thing about himself. Me, I don't make mistakes. I don't sin. I don't make slip-ups. You know, some people have that thing about themselves. Me, I'm a perfectionist. I want it like this. I do it like this. And it must be like this. So he was sitting in his majma, in his majlis, and he told the people, that's who I am. And he was trumpeting his own good qualities of not being making any slip-ups or making any mistakes. And then he said to his khadim, he said, come, let's go, bring my shoes, let's start moving from here. So his khadim said, Hazrat, you got on your shoes. So there the man forgot, he doesn't even have any shoes, but he's busy giving a big bayan about how, clean he is, or rather how unsinful he is, or how he does not make any kind of slip-ups. So nevertheless, my respected friends and brothers, that is what is with regards to sins. And by the very nature of things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that insan is going to be committing sins. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us this particular warning. He says, and not a warning actually, I think it's glad tidings. It's glad tidings in a very beautiful way. He says, if you do not commit sins, then لَهَذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ Allah Ta'ala will take you away. لَجَاءَ بِأَقْوَامٍ Allah will bring another nation, another whole species of people. And they will then فَيَذْنِبُ commit sins. فَيَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ They will ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for forgiveness. فَيَغْفِرُ لَهُمْ Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will forgive them. So here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is warning us, or he's informing us, that by nature you are a sinner. So when a person commits sins, always he mustn't feel proud about it. He mustn't just dismiss and discard that, okay, you know what, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I am a sinner, so fine. It's okay, I'm going to commit sins. No, my respected friends and brothers. Here he is being given glad tidings that Allah Ta'ala wants you to forgive. Allah wants you to seek forgiveness. And by nature, don't think you can't commit sins. Don't have this pride and arrogance. When a person refuses to believe that he is wrong, even if it is not sin, many times in our normal interaction with people, sometimes a person does wrong. He does not want to accept he is wrong. He will defend and he will say, I meant this and I meant that and this is not how it was. He'll make a whole lot of stories up and he will try and defend himself by bringing a whole lot of other things in front, arguments. But the fact of the matter is, if we are wrong, we must have it in us to apologize, to humble ourselves. So between human beings also, and when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, then the sooner we do that, inshallah, the sooner we will have the opportunity and the tawfiq of actually turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, when we talk of sinning and slipping up, just remember one very important point, and this is something we must keep in mind. The Anbiya alayhi salam did not sin. Adam alayhi salam ate from the tree, he did not sin. And other incidents are mentioned in the Quran also. And where the word sin is attributed to a Nabi, even in the Quran, it is not sin per se. It is not the willful and deliberate, purposeful violation of the order and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Christians, they pick up our Quran, and that's why I'm making a mention of this point. They say, your prophet, he sinned. We say, no, he didn't sin. They say, your Quran says he sinned. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Quran, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ referring directly to addressing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that Allah ta'ala forgives your sins. They say, yeah, your Quran is saying your prophet sinned. Now if we're not sure how to answer that, then my respected friends and brothers, we are going to have a bit of a doubt about our own Nabi, na'udhu billah. We know Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was protected and he never committed any sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rule with regard to all the Anbiya alayhim salam is this, that he protected them. Every Nabi of Allah is ma'asum. But so that the human aspect of the Nabi is still not forgotten, from time to time Allah Ta'ala allowed them to make certain human slip-ups. So these slip-ups, out of forgetfulness, sometimes they did something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to those slip-ups as sin. I give an example. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion, he said, I'm no longer going to drink this particular mixture of honey water or whatever it was called, maghafir. He made it haram on himself because one of the wives or two of the wives made mention about it that doesn't have a very pleasant odor. So he made that just out of respect to his wives. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reprimanded him immediately. لِمَ تُحَرِّمُ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ لَكُ. Why are you making haram those things that which Allah has made halal for you? So this was not a sin. So at that point in time, out of love and out of total respect for his wives, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made that statement. We can look at other incidents also, very briefly. We look at the incident of, we mentioned Adam alayhi salatu was salam. Adam alayhi salatu was salam was instructed by Allah ta'ala, don't eat from this tree. وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ. Till now, we don't know what is the tree. People say different. Somebody say apple, and somebody say mealies, and somebody say Allah alone knows what. The Quran did not say. So don't go to that tree. Shaitan came, and he spun a little bit of a web of confusion and deceit around Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, أَلَا أَدُلُّكَ شَجَرَةِ الْخُلْدِ وَمُلْكِ اللَّهِ يَبْلَى. Say, must I not show you? You enjoying here in Jannat. Such a thing that if you eat it, you will never ever lose the blessings of Jannat. Now my brothers, you and I know if we are enjoying something at home or whatever kind of blessing and somebody comes and says, I guarantee, I give you insurance that you will never ever lose this blessing of yours. We got a plan for you, you know. People come with different kinds of plans nowadays. Right up till dying also, they've got a funeral plan. So he says, Shaitan came, he says, I must not show you that you'll have a kingdom that lasts forever and ever. You will not lose Jannat. Now who wants to lose Jannat? So at that point in time, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, out of love for wanting to be close to Allah ta'ala, wanting to be in Jannat, he says, yeah, why not? So Shaitan said, eat from that tree there. Once you eat, everything will be sorted out. And at that moment of forgetfulness, فَنَسِيَا Adam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ عَزْمًا. We did not find deliberate and willful intention in his action to wanting to break the order and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is one example. So that is a slip-up. That is a slip-up. And that is referred to as sometimes as a sin, but is not in reality a sin. Yunus alayhi salam's story, we also all know it, that Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he got so fed up and so frustrated with his people. He continuously preached to them, but they were just not interested. They were opposing him and they were doing the opposite and they were disobedient. So he got tired. He says, brothers, I'm going now. I am now no longer interested. The azab of Allah is coming in 3 days. I'm going away. And he went away. Because he says, these people are going to be punished. Why must I stay here when the azab of Allah is coming? He already was inspired that azab is going to come. I don't want to be part of the azab. And he went away. But the going away was without the permission of Allah. No Nabi leaves his mission and his place without the order and the command of Allah. So because of that, we know what happened then. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention about the story of him traveling and then getting swallowed by the whale. It's a long story. But that was not a sin on his part. It was a slip-up because he went away. So why I'm saying is that when the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam do certain slip-ups, it does not fall in the category of us and our kind of sins where we deliberately and willfully go and break the order and the command of Allah. However, my respected friends and brothers, to move on, we must remember that when the aspect of sin does affect us and afflict us, then we accept it. We accept that we are sinners. And most importantly, we immediately withdraw from that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا. وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا. They do not insist and persist on whatever sin they are committing. So one is to know that I have sinned. One is to acknowledge I am a sinner. One is to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you must remember, my brothers, if a person commits a sin and he knows that he has committed a sin, that sin is the greatest blessing of Allah on him. Now you're going to say, this is great stuff. So we're going to sin because Mawlana said it Jummah time. It's a great blessing of Allah to sin. That sin, when he makes tawbah from it, sometimes is the door of this person becoming the wali of Allah ta'ala. He becomes so regretful. He becomes so remorseful. He changes the direction of his life in such a drastic way that he becomes the most pious servant of Allah walking on the face of the earth. He starts turning to Allah and he cries in forgiveness and he carries out every order and command of Allah according to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When did that happen? That happened only after he committed that particular sin. But what was the first thing before the sin? The acknowledgement. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآخَرُونَ اَعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ. They are the others who acknowledge their sins. خَلَتُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا. They mix their good deeds with their bad deeds. So we're doing a few good things also, and now and then a bad thing comes, and when the bad thing comes, we don't try and defend ourselves. And lastly, my respected friends and brothers, we go back to this Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam quickly. If they did not do what they done, they would not have made these du'as to Allah Ta'ala. Adam alayhi salam, for example, he made a du'a after having mistakenly, forgetfully eaten from that tree. He made du'a. Allah says, فَتَلَقَّى عَدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ. Allah taught Adam alayhi salam such words of forgiveness. You know, in the Quran Kareem, my brothers, there are lots of du'as. Allah Ta'ala is not just mentioning it just by the way as a matter of routine. Allah is teaching us du'as. So when we make a du'a that is found in the Quran, it is for our benefit. So Adam alayhi salam was taught that du'a by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Oh Allah, we have wronged ourselves. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا. If you don't forgive us, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. We will be from among the losers. But when did that happen? When he admitted. Look, the great Sufi, the great saint, his name was Shaykh Fariduddin Attar, rahmatullah alayhi. One day we have time, we'll tell you all about him also. Great buzrug of Allah, such a great honor to talk about such walis of Allah. So he says, because of his arrogance, shaitan was rejected from Jannat. Allah says, why did you not make tawbah? What shaitan says? You made me out of fire and you made him out of sand. All shaitan was supposed to say, I'm sorry. But he now started acting arrogant. Didn't want to accept his mistake of not having made the sijda. Allah Ta'ala didn't kick him out immediately when he did not make the sijda. When all the people, all the malaika made sijda, shaitan did not make sijda. Allah didn't say, get out from here. No. He didn't make sijda. No problem. Why did you not make sijda? I am someone. I am made of fire. He's made of sand. Now this, you see, not accepting your sin and giving all kinds of explanations. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, get out from here. Go from here. Go. So my brother, so Fariduddin Attar rahmatullah alayhi said, because of his arrogance, shaitan was thrown out of Jannah. And because of his humility, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam received the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua of Yunus alayhi salam, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin, taught to us in the Quran Kareem, taught to Yunus alayhi salam by Allah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him that particular dua. Such a powerful dua. When you have difficulties, the ulama teach us that you must read this particular dua. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. Yunus alayhi salam made it when he realized, he acknowledged that I did wrong by moving away from here. Because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him this beautiful dua that saved him from the most impossible situation. Right at the bottom in the floor of the ocean, in the belly of a whale. Who stands a chance there? You're a goner. But no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him, my respected friends and brothers. So the point of this particular talk is that we always turn in humility to Allah. And whenever we are sinful or when we are wrong, we have it in us to, you know, a tender apology, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. May Allah give us tawfiq wa ma'anima.